We are doing Avat Chesed, and we had learned that the Torah obligates us not only to give a loan to our fellow man, but also to lend an item. How much does the Torah obligate one to lend his fellow man? Asked the Chafetz Chaim. Lo matzati ba'onim mefurash b'divrei Chazal shiur lazeh. He says, in my limited knowledge, in my poverty of knowledge, he says, I haven't found a source in Chazal that quantifies it. And he says, you cannot learn from the laws of tzedakah where the Torah limits how much tzedakah one should give. By tzedakah, we know the Torah says, don't give more than a fifth of your assets. Maximum a person could give to tzedakah is a fifth. But what about giving a loan? By tzedakah, you're giving away the money. Here, you're not giving away the money, you're giving a loan. How much is the maximum you're supposed to give to as a loan, or the minimum? But when you're giving a loan, you're getting the money back. And you can't say the opposite either. That all the money you have right now that's dormant, you have money that's not invested, you can't say that the Torah obligates you to take all the money you have in the bank that you're not using and give it as loans. That can't be. Maybe you'll happen upon a business, an investment that you can make money on. The Torah wouldn't obligate you to take all your money that's not in use this moment and give it as loans. And if you happen upon that investment, you won't have money to invest. And you should have money available to invest. So he says, what's the maximum? What's the minimum? What is this obligation? He says, we know it's one act of chesed is to give a loan to your fellow man. Well, how much should you give as a loan? He says, I didn't find the source that explains it. Umistabra, he says, and it would seem to make sense, that this is a mitzvah that the Torah left each person to how much he can afford. And whatever you can afford to help your friend out with, you should do. He says, and I did find in the Sefer HaChinuch that he also said like this, that how much should a person give as a loan? We just learned in previous classes that there's a mitzvah to give a loan to your fellow man. How much is the minimum? How much is the maximum? How much should you give? So every person, according to how much he can afford, the Torah, it seems, does not give us a set amount. It's not like tzedakah, because here you're hoping to get the money back. And look later on, in the second section, the 18th chapter, we expanded on this, how one should behave to fulfill his obligations to heavens. So what we learned today is that the Chafetz Chaim tells us that he couldn't find a source for how much one should give as a loan, and it would seem to him that every person has to estimate how much he can afford, and bear in mind, don't do all of your money. You are supposed to hold on to a certain amount that if you happen upon a good investment, you'll be able to invest. Obviously, he doesn't even mention that you need a certain amount just for safekeeping. A certain amount you always have to have handy, Chazal taught us. That he doesn't even mention, that I'm adding. But how much you should give, each person has to estimate, because we don't have a source that tells us how much we should give as loans to our fellow men.